I want to talk about jurisdiction. Those of you who know me pretty well know that, oh, well, there he goes again, because jurisdiction is kind of one of my pet subjects. And I did a number of different opinions on jurisdiction, on abstention, on remand, on judicial power, on whether the case belongs here, there, or anywhere. It's always been a fascinating subject for me because bankruptcy jurisdiction doesn't fit neatly into any of the categories that your average garden variety litigator thinks of in terms of litigation, of subject matter jurisdiction. And I look at this, I wanted to bring this up for you because I found myself involved in a very, very interesting case involving a piece of litigation filed in the Southern District of New York by Lehman Brothers. Lehman Brothers exited bankruptcy in 2011, I believe, 2012. It's been a while, and yet somehow or another litigation is still being filed in the Southern District of New York under the banner of Lehman Brothers. And in this particular case, a number of banks, banks which had originated mortgage loans and then sold them to Lehman, and Lehman in turn resold them as investments to third parties. Those banks are now being sued because, as we all know, a lot of those investments didn't turn out as planned, and Lehman suffered losses and so wants to turn around and sue the various banks that sold them these bad products under one or another theory, including contractual indemnification theories. What makes the case unique, at least, well, a number of things make it unique, but I want you to kind of keep in mind as we talk some basics about this.